Over the last few days, I've had a disappointing experience. In the course of discussing a political topic, I mentioned a large international company on Twitter. A friend of mine shared my tweet, and moments later, we both received a response from someone I've never met. Now, this is the kind of thing that happens on Twitter and the internet all the time, and it's part of what makes the site engaging. Surprising and interesting conversations can happen spontaneously among people who've never met before. But in this case, the person butting into the conversation made a false accusation, saying, "Isn't Philip Morris the parent company of Brand X? Tobacco kills 444,000 Americans per year." Now, I'm going to call it Brand X because I don't want anyone thinking that I'm actually agreeing with her false accusations. Knowing that she was wrong, I replied, "Not even close. Philip Morris is publicly traded under the name Altria. It has nothing to do with Brand X." She replied, "Do more research." Now, normally I'd discourage people from getting into a fight like this, but I was mad. So, knowing the facts, I responded, "I think you're confusing Brand X with Kraft, which was spun off by Altria / Philip Morris in 2007. The rest of the conversation went like this. Her: "Nope, they both have ties to Altria." Me: "All I'm asking is for some evidence. Surely you can find some and supply it." Her: "When I get home." Me: 36 hours have passed, and I'm still waiting for your evidence." Her: "Wow, counting the hours? Okay, so I guess Kraft split from Phil? That was smart. Brand X had a tie to Kraft." Me: "Brand X bought DiGiorno and Tombstone Pizza from Kraft in 2010. That's not a tie. That's a sale." Her: "Okay, I was wrong. I'm over it. Have a great day." Now, it's cute that she's over it, but a problem remains. She publicly defamed a company with more than 25,000 U.S. employees. Literally thousands of families depend upon this company to pay for mortgages, health care, and college tuitions. You wouldn't want somebody to accuse you of something completely bogus, would you? Or to call your company something that they're not? It's incredibly easy for us to say what's on our minds, thanks to the internet, and to do so before an unlimited audience. Moreover, what we write on the internet stays there forever. In the case of Twitter, archives are literally made of public tweets and saved at the Library of Congress. It wasn't that hard to debunk my opponent's false claims, but the problem is that her false accusations are out there, on the record, and for most people, her defamatory claims are what will stick, not my rebuttal or her admission of inaccuracy. And that damages reputations. It is altogether too easy to spread rumors on the internet, so please, be skeptical of what you read on the internet, and think twice before posting things before you know your facts. There are real people behind every name, whether it's a teacher or a politician or even a multinational company. And when we say things that are untrue, we can do them real harm. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune into the WHO Radio Wise Guys on News Radio 1040 WHO or online at whoradiowiseguys.com.